Welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Bellman Homes Studio. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes, and thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic is the 2021 housing market recap. For those of you that have tuned into The Home Building Hero in the past, you've probably heard this type of episode before, and it's one of my favorites to do because what I do is I go back through the year and I actually do a lot of research through not only MLS, but through the different channels that I work with and different economists that I follow. And I put together a housing market recap. And I do this not only locally for my area here in Wisconsin, so the southeastern part of Wisconsin rather, as well as the state of Wisconsin. And then I also compile some national stats and data to kind of formulate a picture and provide a lot of facts really about the 2021 housing market. And then the other thing that I do, which will be a future episode coming up here, is I always do my 2022 housing market forecast, or obviously the forecast for the market in the coming year, and take some of the data that I compiled from the previous year and look at some trends and then try and project what will happen in the coming year with housing. And this is helpful for really anybody, whether you're a home buyer, whether you're somebody here in Wisconsin or you're somebody in a different part of the country. This is really good information for anybody, really. And we also have a lot of listeners overseas as well that are just curious about what happens here in the States. So this will be helpful for you guys as well. So how I start my housing recap is I study the local market first. And what I've done is we're here in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just west of Milwaukee. I studied first the 7-county area. So I'm in Waukesha, so I do all the surrounding counties, and I study the home sales. And I compare them from the previous year to the current year just to see what's going on. So the previous year, we actually saw a decent number of homes sold. It was 14,471 homes sold. And in comparison, we sold about 300 less homes in that general area over the past year. So less sales overall, but the average list price has jumped dramatically. So we're seeing an average list of going up quite a bit, and the average sold price as well. So average sold price is up $28,000. On a typical home. So in 2021, the average sold price was $385,363 for a typical home. And the median price was $326,000. So median obviously takes out the really low and the really high end. So that's climbed significantly because median price used to be in the 250s way back several years ago, and it kind of cracked that 300 price point, and now we're well into the low 320s here. So it's definitely climbing and pretty quickly. So another thing that's pretty interesting when we look at the local stats is I like to watch the days on the market because that kind of indicates, you know, a general supply level, how quickly is inventory moving. So in 2020 rather, last year, there was 54 days on the market for a typical listing. And in 2021, we're seeing 30 days on the market. So it's continuing to decline. 30 days is just about as short as you can really have because, you know, if you list a home, you've still got to list it, get the offer accepted, and go through closing and all those kind of things. So to see a 30 days on the market as an average in a 7-county area, that's just crazy low. That means there's just not enough inventory out there. And especially like some of the other areas in the different counties that I'm representing here, some of these are quite a bit more rural counties, which typically do have longer days on the market just because they're more rural areas. They're not as heavily trafficked like a Washington and a Jefferson and a Dodge County. here in Wisconsin. Those are fairly rural counties, whereas Waukesha, Racine, and Ozaukee are a little bit more robust with home activity there. But that's why I like to do a larger spread of area, just to kind of get a good cross section of different things. You'll notice I don't put Milwaukee in my data, because I really am interested in more new construction. There isn't a lot of new construction in Milwaukee. The other thing that I do with this study, which I think is pretty interesting, is I do break it down. So the data that I was just mentioning to you, that's the aggregate data. So that's any type of home on the market, basically anything listed, residential homes on the market. Then I also take this data and I break it down further and I pull out new construction. And how I do that is you can use the year built feature in the MLS system to get this data. And what I do is I go back for anything 2 years prior, I consider that new construction. So there could be a home that someone lived in only for a year that was brand new that they then resold. It will pick that up. So it's not 100% accurate, but it generally covers anything that's basically new. Just like car dealers have cars on the lot that have never been transferred that have 1,500 miles on them, for example, those are still considered new cars. So I consider a home that was built within the last 2 years as a new home. So let's look at the new construction in my area and see what's going on there. So in 2020, they sold 971 new construction homes. 2021, only 838 sold. So we're down, quite a significant number there, well over 150 here. I'm not going to do math on the fly, but that's a pretty big drop of new constructions. And I think we can attribute that to a lot of things. One is that, inventory got wiped out very quickly in 2020. So I think a lot of new constructions that were sitting on the market, they all sold in a very rapid succession during the pandemic. And unfortunately, it takes a long time to replace that inventory. So we're seeing that in 2021, we're seeing a lot less units being moved just because, it takes 6 to 9 months to rebuild. So, when all your inventory, and this happened to me, within like a month and a half period, all my finished inventory got wiped out and I didn't have a lot of stuff in process because of the pandemic, and it took a while to get it going again. So you're going to see a little bit lower volume there. But here's the next interesting thing that happened is when we look at the average list price, we're seeing the price pressure, and it's your typical supply and demand, right? The stuff that we learn in school in economics 101, supply and demand. When there's low supply and high demand, what happens? You get upward price pressure, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. So the average list price back in 2020 was $465,400, we'll say, rounding a little bit. So about $465,400 for an average list price of a new construction home. Now we compare that with 2021, it jumped to $500,000. So we're going up $35,000 on average list price over 1 year. That's a big increase. And then the other thing that's happened is the days on the market has climbed it's actually dropped as well. So in 2020, you were looking at nearly 150 days on the market for a typical new construction home in the southeastern Wisconsin market. That's dropped to 71 days on the market. It's dropped in half, really. So that's, again, when something does hit on the market, it's getting sold fairly quickly just because there isn't a lot over there. So the other interesting thing that I like to look at when I check the data is I also check to see, how close to asking price are we getting? And again, on new construction in 2020, it was a little over 0.5% below asking price. So things were selling very close to what people were asking for. In previous years, it's been usually like 3 to 5% below asking price is what you actually get accepted deals for. However, in 2020, it was very close to asking price. And then here's the really interesting nugget of data I found. In 2021, they sold for 1% over asking price. As an average, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know that we'll see that again for a very long time, but 1% over asking price on new construction in 2021. That's incredible to be the average number. So, you know, I think that's fantastic as far as from a price growth. So anyone that sold last year, you probably did pretty well with your properties. And then if we look just real quickly as well, I like to also compare that to existing homes. So again, in existing homes in 2020, they actually sold for 1.2% below asking price. So a little bit further below asking price than the new construction, just because there's probably more of those type of properties. In 2021, it was 0.8% above asking price. So even the existing homes were also getting above asking price, just not quite as much as the new construction. So I did not actually expect that. I expected new construction to probably be, you know, slightly below asking price or at asking price with an average. I didn't expect it to be above, and I also didn't expect that percentage to be higher than existing homes. But it just shows that there just was not a lot of new homes out there. And you think about it, you know, if someone has the wherewithal to buy a new home, you know, especially with the pandemic, you know, there's still that sort of creepy, weird feeling of I'm occupying somebody's property and their germs and their sickness and their, you know, their yuck is still sort of in the home. And so it's interesting, you know, I think the psychological impact of having new and knowing that it's not been used or occupied, especially in the height of a pandemic, is kind of interesting. So that definitely played into the favor of new construction. Okay. So that's pretty interesting, and you know, the basic summary is as far as new construction, we saw less transactions, much higher prices, quicker transactions, and over asking price. So pretty interesting data there on the new construction. And on the existing homes, again, we're seeing healthy price climbs. We're seeing shortening of days on the market, above asking price offers, all things we've heard about, but the data is actually reflecting it. And this is actual closed data. This is not theoretical. These are all transactions that have run through the system. So we know this is very reliable data, both from this year and last year. And just one slight note, it's significantly insignificant, but statistically insignificant, but we did run the data as of December 28th, 2021. So we are missing the last 2 days of the year. There probably will be a few straggling transactions, but not enough with the volume that we have here to really shift the numbers drastically. So it's pretty interesting. Again, like I said, less sold, much higher price. On the new construction, you know, we saw the average price rise. Actually, I've got 462 versus 505. So we've got, you know, a 43,000 roughly increase in average price of a sold new home. That is a crazy jump. $43,000 in a year. Those are just astronomical numbers, but you think about it and look at what happened in 2020 to 2021. We talked about this on other podcasts. Look at the lumber prices. We saw a jump in lumber prices between $30,000 and $35,000. So it makes sense then that you'd see these homes going up $40,000+ over year over year. And then you have other increases as well. We've talked about steel, and we've talked about you know, aluminum prices and copper, and then just now the supply chain issues that we're starting to see hit the market as well. We haven't seen the end of that. We're kind of right in the middle of it right now. So a lot of the product that's being built that probably hasn't been sold yet hasn't even seen some of the supply chain issues. So I expect for next year, and I don't want to tease too much into my 2022 forecast, but I expect to see pricing continue to rise pretty steadily next year because of that issue, the supply chain issue, as we've mentioned. Okay, so another thing that I do locally, which I think is pretty interesting, is I also study vacant land and lots. What's going on with that? So in 2020, these are only lots. This is not large parcels. In 2020, in that same seven-county area, there was 884 lots sold compared to 781 this year. So again, we've seen nearly 100 less lots sold on the market. And again, that's due to supply constraints. It's not because there's less demand. It's just there isn't as much out there. And here's how I know that, because the next piece of data, a couple pieces here, will indicate that. So the average sale price for a lot. Actually, let's do average list price first. So the average list price is the price someone asks for a lot in 2020 was around $120,500. The average list price climbed to $142,500 in 2021. So we saw nearly a $22,000 increase in asking price of vacant land. So what does that mean for sold prices? Well, in 2020, the average lot in the seven county area sold for about $113,200 and some change. Okay. In 2021, it sold for $138,000 and change. So we saw, you know, a $25,000 bump in sold lot costs or sold lot prices. That is a huge jump. So even though there was less volume, the price climbed. And that means that, again, what happens, right? When there's low supply and high demand, prices tend to go up. Additionally, lot prices typically do climb year over year because as you build new lots, the cost of construction continues to rise as well. So you're seeing that kind of happen here. And this is the last piece of data on the land part that kind of ties that all together. And that is, again, what are these transactions from list to close price? What's the differential there? So in 2020, the average lot in the seven county area here in Waukesha, Wisconsin, sold for 5.8% below asking price. So you're seeing, you know, basically about a $5,000 price drop on a vacant lot on average. In 2021, it was only 1.6% below asking. So people were pretty much like, if you want it, you got to pay asking price or close to asking price if you wanted that piece of land. And again, this incorporates some more rural areas as well as more developed areas. So if I honed in on this, I would suspect if I picked some of the hotter markets like the Ozaukee and the Waukesha market and just did lots only, I bet you the cost to, you know, the list to sale price would be even tighter. So maybe even under 1% there. So I'll have to look that up. I'm kind of curious about that now that I mentioned that, but I don't have that data handy. So again, what does this mean? Well, we saw the average new construction home go up $40,000+, and we're also seeing the average lot go up $25,000. And I said this earlier, and this data validates it. There's about a $78,000 increase in the cost of new homes year over year, $78,000. That is a tremendous amount of money. It's almost unfathomable, but you start to take the low supply, high demand, the price pressure from lumber, the supply chain issues, and it's quite a climb, to be honest with you. And not sustainable by any means. So I think, you know, you see a spike and we'll see some leveling off of that. Okay, so that's the seven county area. Pretty interesting stuff. Let's go on to the state data now. So state of Wisconsin saw a 7.8% median price increase. And this is from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Overall sales are down 0.8%. So not quite a full percent. And again, that's just due to lack of listing inventory available. But overall, they saw a 5.7 year-to-date increase in sales. So that's healthy, even though, you know, overall sales are down. 5% overall price increase, rather. And the median price increase went up 11.4%. So healthy price increase on home value. So if you own a home, it's worth a lot more than it was the last year and, of course, the year before that as well. So it'll be interesting to watch where home values go in the next 2 years going forward. Again, I don't think we'll see these kind of rates of increase. So let's look nationally really quick as well. So nationally, housing starts are down 200,000 from the previous year. And about 6.4 million, these are not housing starts. These are overall existing home sales. Sorry about that. So throughout the United States, there's about 6.4 million homes sold through November of the year, and it's down about 200,000. Now, including not only existing homes but new homes, that means that we've seen an average sales price jump. So in 2020, it was $305,000 for an average home sale. It's jumped to $353,000. So, you know, existing homes have went up 48,000 really. New homes have went up 78,000. Pretty staggering cost increases there. And, you know, I think the other big thing is the affordability index. So this is another stat that's tracked. And the affordability index dropped 20 points. And the other thing that's interesting about affordability is the payment as a percentage of income. That's partly how they factor that in. And people are spending 2% more for their home payment as a percentage of their income. So that's why the affordability index has dropped, because people are spending 2% more just to own a home than they were in the past. So that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, pricing is going up. It's going up faster than their wages. All right. So the last section here from my housing study, we covered the existing home sales, covered the local new construction, the local existing homes. What about housing starts permit data for not only the area, but for the country? We're going to do the we'll do the national permit data here. We'll just do that. So here's some interesting stuff. In 2020, 1,380,000 permits and housing starts. Okay. In 2021, 1,471,000. So we saw, you know, nearly 100,000 more home starts in 2021. And that makes sense, because I think a lot of builders are trying to replenish inventory. And we've been slowly climbing on our home starts every year for the last 10, 12 years as we got out of that recession and that the big housing dip. Nationally, we're seeing an 18.8% new home sales price increase, which is, again, a big number. And the median sales price is climbed as well. So we went from 350, 800 in 2020 as a median sales price for a new home, to 416,000. So not too far off from the Wisconsin data. So again, you know, we were at 66,000 roughly nationally, and in Wisconsin we're up 78,000. So here we're going up a little bit higher here because we have more regulation. It's harder to create the lots and that kind of thing, but that trend is following. So new construction costs have climbed even faster than existing homes. So that means the gap between new and existing homes is also getting larger as well. And then last but not least, we'll just talk again about state of Wisconsin. We pulled 6.3% more permits year to date in 2021 versus 2020. So that follows the national trend as well. National trend had increased housing starts, and same here in Wisconsin. So overall, it was a booming housing market, lots of sales. Although the number of sales have declined, the average price has increased, the days on the market has dropped. The discrepancy between list price and sales price, the trend was over asking. Again, crazy. I don't think we've seen that in a long time. I'll have to look back and see when the last time that happened was. But a lot of interesting data nuggets here that we can follow and look into for sure. So it's always really interesting to study this data, and it does take a while to compile some of this, but to compare it year over year and see what's happened, a very interesting stuff indeed. And hopefully helpful for those of you that are in the market looking at buying a home, or for those of you that are in the industry, my friends throughout the industry here, to see these astounding numbers with housing. So with that, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and stay tuned for the 2022 housing forecast coming up very soon, where we're going to go over our projections for next year and have some additional economic data for you. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.